Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God. Amen. I'm your host, Dr. Clarice Cheney. It's a blessing to be with you today. Amen. Praise God. And we have, amen. Praise God.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Praise God. Amen.
Soul Harvest Ministries.
Apostle Americus Cheney, the Christian host.
Amen. Amen. God is awesome. Amen. And some powerful things we're going to talk about today. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Amen. I'm just excited. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to talk today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory,
amen. We're going to talk about working for the ministry. Amen. Praise God. And you know when you work become worship when you work for the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
yes.
the Lord. It become worship when you're working for Him. Amen.
Yes,
but we're also going to talk about what is your motive for ministry. Praise the Lord. And it's so important that we know what our motive is, amen, and we're just doing it just to be doing it, praise the Lord, and we're going to discuss that today because that's so important, amen.
Amen.
We all need to fulfill our purpose when we're with the Lord, amen.
Yes, amen.
Now, there's nothing liking in you, you know why? Because there is nothing liking in Him, amen.
Yes, Lord, yes.
And at times we sometimes question our own abilities, amen, and giftings, especially when God asks us to do something for Him.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, amen.
Amen.
But we can always think of someone else who can do it better than we can. I know I
yes.
can. When the Lord told me, okay, you're going to minister, you're going to preach the gospel, and I was like, me, not me, God. I can think of a whole lot of more people that can, praise God, probably articulate better than me, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, amen. But when God calls you to do something, I mean, you know you just got to do it. But you have to have the right motive in doing it, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, but God doesn't choose His servants based on gifts or talents. He looks for the brave soul who will make herself available to His purpose, amen.
Oh, that's good.
Amen.
Yes.
Are we doing ministry unto the Lord? Praise God. Are we just doing ministry and we have motives behind our ministry? Praise God. Now, in Psalms 75, 6 and 7 say, promotion comes from God and not man. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, my thing is ministry motives. Amen.
Ministry motives.
Does it matter to God about our ministry motives? Yes, it does. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And I'm going to read a scripture to you. Praise God. But first of all, I'm going to start out with Apostle here, my husband. Amen. I'm going to ask him this question. Amen. Is there a such thing as bad ministry motive?
Yes, because a lot of us, we don't really understand what the motives, the definition of is a reason for doing something. And this is a God note to me. It is activated by sequence of events characterized by will or desire. And yet there are bad motives, because the motives could be fleshly. I always say this right here, you can have ministry, but don't forget about the God of the ministry.
Come on now. Yeah.
And a lot of us, we're trying to procure ministry for fleshly and carnal reasons. And what I mean by that, it becomes personalized. We're not trying to, the scripture says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings, and we have to understand that when he came mm-hmm. to fulfill, he said, Lord, that I come in the volume of a book, it is written of me to do thy will, you have prepared me a body, Lord. And so when he came to subdue the enemy. The scripture says that this reason that I came, that I may destroy the works of the devil mm-hmm. and reconcile man back unto God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prophet, can you tell me, praise God, can people be motivated by ministry out of guilt?
That's a good question.
Amen.
Out of guilt, yes.
Amen.
They feel like they're missing something. People can be not just guilt, but shame.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Like he gave a definition of what is a motive. It's something that prompts a person to act in a certain way
mm-hmm.
or determines their will or an incentive
yes.
or a goal.
Yes, yes, yes.
People do things, with a goal in mind.
Yes.
For example, Paul speaks about a person that had wrong motives in the book of 1 Corinthians. Mm-hmm. Listen to what he says. 1 Corinthians, 3 John, I'm sorry, that's John. 3 John 9 and verse 10, verse 9 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote unto the church, but Diophras, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receives us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, praying against with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doeth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and cast them out of the church. Here's a man that was malicious in his deeds, in his motives, casting people out of the church. He had wrong motives. So
wrong motive.
You can be motivated out of guilt. You can be motivated out of shame.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Motivation comes from the heart.
Yes. Amen.
Why are you doing what you do?
Yes.
Why are you saying, here is scripture says he had malicious words. Why are you saying what you say?
Yes.
Some people, you know, they have the wrong motives in ministry. Their goal, their heart, the purpose of their heart is wrong.
Yes.
So they're doing things just to be, he loved to have the preeminence among men.
Yes.
So some people do things to be seen.
Yes, definitely.
Like, let's say you're taking up an offering, and the person runs up, I'll give 100 on that, just to show that they'll give 100, to be seen.
Yes.
Their motive was wrong.
Yes.
Now, Jesus comes back with a parable. Listen to what he says. He says, don't do that your alms, your gifts, be seen among men.
Yes.
But what you do in secret, the Lord will reward
you openly. Yes.
So Jesus was talking about being humble in prayer. Humility is the keystone.
Come on now.
To motivation.
Come on now.
Yes.
You're not egotistical. You're not heady, high-minded.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think more of yourself, but you're willing to humble yourself and let God work through you. That should be the motivation of ministry.
Yeah, and motivation is a part of a pure consciousness operating in that.
Yes. Amen. That is good. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to read 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 2nd through the 6th. Amen. Praise God. This is awesome right here. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It says right here in 1 Peter, 5th chapter, the 2nd verse, say, shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Amen.
That's so awesome. That's
praise
so awesome.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
That's what he's telling us to do. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Apostle. Amen. Do you see ministry motivated by money?
Oh, definitely, especially in this season, in this hour,
amen,
where we're commercially driven.
Yes,
and what that
yes.
means is that we're driven for a purpose, and that purpose is filthy lucre. The scripture says we ought not to love money, for the love of money is the root of all evil.
Amen.
The love of money, the scripture says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. And so the thing about it is that we're being motivated for something that God has not given the body. The fivefold ministry, according to the word of the Lord, is given for the edification, till we not be tossed to and fro, carried away with every wind of doctrine, till we all come into the unity of faith. And what has happened is we have succumbed to slavery mentality, because what the evil one has done, the wicked one, the devil, Beelzebub, Lucifer, as you would call him, what he has, a slew foot, and what he has done is now he has put it with gain. This is a way to gain money. And so when young ministers coming in, they're looking at other preachers have immense finances and luxury, and then they believe that this is what it's all about. It's not about souls anymore, and then therefore we're not manifesting. The scripture tells us, he said, everyone that has come before me is nothing but a thief and a robber. For the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy. And when we begin to look at that, we have to understand is that Jesus is that true shepherd. He's that true door. And so they had a motive, and their motive was to get the people to turn away from Jesus and to look upon them. They love the cheap places, and that's what we're seeing. A lot of people, they love the cheap places instead of loving the honoree, which is the Lord Jesus the Christ. So definitely, Dr. Cheney, we do see people that are motivated by money, filthy lucre.
Amen. Amen. And we know that money is not evil. Amen. Money is the answer to all things. Amen.
Yes.
But money shouldn't be our motive for ministry. Amen.
That's right. It shouldn't.
Praise God. Yes. Amen. Prophet, what do you say that? Why do some pastors seem obsessed with money?
No, that's a good one.
I got an answer for that. The Bible says when this church age is a church age that likes money.
Yes.
Looks for fame and big. So in this church age, that's what's going on.
Amen.
People, pastors are looking for building their own kingdom instead of building the kingdom of God.
Come wow, on that's now. Good.
Come
that's
on,
good.
Come on now.
Bless you, Evangelist Major.
Awesome. Amen. That's awesome. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Apostle, do you see ministry motivated by control?
Oh, definitely. Sorceries in the church. We have charismatic witchcraft. People are talking against one another. They're motivated by personality. Say that again, but the listeners can hear what you just said.
My God, do you see ministry motivated by control?
And then you have to get that because pastors, they try to be lords over God's heritage. The scripture says, be not lord over the lords of heritage. And we're manipulating people to getting them to think about our theology and our ecclesiology instead of what the Most High God has said in His Word. We're manipulating people to get them to believe what we believe. We're supposed to draw them to Yahshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah of Nazareth. That's the purpose. The Holy Spirit, the set apart Spirit, he testifies of the Lord Jesus. And if that's the case, then we need to be pushing them and presenting them as a glorious bride fitted for the Master's use. And we're motivated by cheers and glamour. We're motivated by people glamoring us. They're worshiping us when they ought to be worshiping the Most High God. And that's what we're seeing a lot in the church today.
That's awesome. Amen.
The scripture you read in Peter, it was talking about, it says, shepherding God's flock, as verse 2,
yes,
among you not overseeing out of compulsion, but freely according to God's will. Motivated by money, compelling people.
Yes.
Constraining them to give this and that.
Yes.
It's no free will in that.
It's no free will
in that. No, just asking and receiving. They're telling people, you have to give like this. You have to give. You have to give. All my leaders need to be given this.
And then they try to put a curse on it. If you don't do it, then you're cursed.
Yes.
With a curse. And the scripture says that Jesus became a curse for us. Cursed every man that hangs upon the tree.
My God. Wow, that's powerful. Amen.
A lot of control.
Yes. Amen. And I believe it starts out because we lift up ourselves instead of lift up Him, like you were saying earlier.
Yes. If I be lifted up.
Yes, I'll draw all men on me, but we're lifting us up. Amen. And that's not God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
A controlling pastor often reminds people of his God-given authority and uses position to bully those under his care.
Oh, my God, that's good. My God, that's good.
My God.
Oh, wow.
We're talking about bullying the school, but we see bullying in the church.
Oh, my God, that is good. Wow.
That's not God.
And you said it because there's charismatic witchcraft. The prophet began to say, if you don't give this to the prophet, then this is what's going to happen.
Yes.
And the scripture says that he's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the kingdom.
Yes.
And then the scripture says that he has given us all things that pertain unto life, unto godliness. And so we're bullying because we're telling them, if you don't do this or you don't do that, God's going to put... And it's almost like incantations. It's witchcraft. It's charismatic warcraft and witchcraft.
Yes.
We're crafting the people out of in an image with us. We are the image that we want them to be, and that's not God.
It's
we're being
not
conforming
God.
To the image of Christ Jesus.
But
that was
God.
Powerful, Dr. David.
Wow, that was powerful. And you see it. And when someone chose to leave your ministry, the first thing, and I always call it spiritual witchcraft.
Yes.
Because if you leave my ministry, you're going to die. You don't tell.
Whoa.
You don't tell your
Chad,
they
oh
see
my
your
God.
You're going to die. That's spiritual witchcraft.
But
you're doing it in a spiritual way. And that's just not God. Amen.
That's not
amen.
God.
Amen. Praise God. It's not God. Amen. I had a member left years and years ago of the ministry and said, Pastor, we're leaving. Guess what I said to him? I love you when you leave and I love you when you come back. Because I knew that God had put you with me. So I knew you was coming back. And they said when they came back, well, how did you know I was coming back? Because God told me you're supposed to be here. I didn't have to put a spiritual witchcraft on you. Leave, you're going to die. That's not God.
Yes, yes.
That's just not God. And we should not be operating like that.
Yeah, and it was, if you don't pay those tithes, God's going to get those tithing from your child getting sick and what we do. He's going to take
it's
it out
real.
Your leg being broken and your eyeball being swollen up. You know, and he'll get it. And that's not scripture.
That's not scripture.
Scripture said, except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. Jesus made himself of no reputation, humbling himself. According to the word of God, the one particular scripture it is found in Luke 5:5.
Come on now,
Here's Jesus. Here's the shepherd, and I think you were saying something so mighty because the shepherd's heart for his people ought not to be charismatic witchcraft and warcraft. Because where the scripture says they begin to toil all night when the Lord came before the disciples, and they said, "Well, Master, we have not caught anything." And then Jesus said, "Let down your tent again," and they begin to catch much fish. We're supposed to lead God's people to walk in kingdom places.
Yes.
That's
Amen.
What we're supposed to be doing, leading them towards the Lord Jesus Christ. But go ahead, love.
Amen.
That is so powerful that you said
Amen.
What you were saying.
And see, well, we have to remember that positive influence is better than negative intimidation any day.
Oh, well, that's
oh, you
anywhere.
Said. Oh,
well, you
said.
Just come
burning
on now.
It is.
Well,
oh, my God.
It is intimidation. It's
bullying.
Yes.
Amen. Positive.
This is the reason why people leave churches and they're hurt.
Yes.
Soul wounds, spirit hurts because of that control or that bullying that people experience.
Yes, amen.
And they need to be healed.
Amen.
But it goes back to leadership. It goes
back
to leadership. And the leader checks their heart and see why they're doing what they're doing. What's their motive?
Yes. Come on now. Yes.
I want to say this. This is very good. When your motives are wrong, even though God has called you to a particular ministry, a position in ministry, when it gets tough, you'll walk away because you're a hireling from that point.
Yes.
You're just a hireling because your motives are wrong.
Your motives are wrong.
The hireling gets hired for the money. He's not there just to work the job and enjoy the job. He's just there to work for the money. So if a pastor, a leader, apostle, prophet, evangelist, whoever, is their motives are wrong and they're operating the wrong motives.
Yes.
When it gets tough and the enemy begins to fight them.
You say tough, get going.
The rubber hits the road.
Yes.
And they're going to walk away.
And that scripture, man of God, I want to interject. The scripture says when they see the wolf coming, they scatter because they are just hired servants.
Yes.
Jesus is speaking. The thief and the robber is not just Satan himself, and I hope people get this. He's speaking of those hired help. He was speaking against the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Those that are, even right now, we have people in this age are nothing but Pharisees and Sadducees that are promoting God's people for lucre, for money. And when they see the wolf, they don't have any spiritual discernment to cover the child of God. The Bible says he leads me by
still waters.
He covers me, so when I'm in that, I'm not going to drown. And that's what a true shepherd is. The scripture said that every work must be tried by fire.
Yeah.
To see what sort it is. And we all see the Bible say you will know them because the
fruit
that they bear.
No love, nothing
like that. The works, and Dr. Cheney, you've been just saying some powerful things tonight.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to go to Jeremiah. Praise God. Look at Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, and look at the 23rd verse. Amen. It said, thus said the Lord, let not wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, Says the Lord. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Powerful scripture.
Powerful scripture.
They can't hide behind their might, their wealth, their name, their strength.
Mm.
We're going to glory in the Lord.
We're going to glory in the Lord.
And we're not, and Dr. Chick, we're not bashing pastors.
Mm-mm.
We're trying to set the record straight. The word work in the Greek is eragon. It means the deed activity. It means purpose, working. And what has happened is that we see it around the churches now. We're exposing that witchcraft spirit to those that are preaching good tidings. You're loving on God's people. You're sacrificing.
Yes.
Kudos go to you.
Yes.
The Bible says,
yes.
And we bless you for those that have labored and sweat and tears and blood and all. We honor you to the that pastor that's been talked about and criticized and ostracized, but yet you're still standing, loving on God's people.
Yes,
amen.
And like you were saying again, Pastor, when you were saying we're not bashing pastor, because I'm a pastor myself. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise God, and
I picked that up in my spirit.
Amen. Praise God.
This is encouragement.
If we're doing these things, we sometimes have to look back at ourselves, amen,
yes,
and humble ourselves and recognize it ain't about us.
Sometimes,
it's about him, amen?
Amen. Sometimes it's hard to scrutinize the person you're looking at in the mirror.
Yes.
That's right. You're looking at yourself and
you
know, sometimes you got to preach to yourself, talk to yourself. You got to straighten yourself out.
Yes.
Shake yourself. Come on now.
Sometimes you're right.
You have a hard time doing that.
Yes.
And people can't see you for what you see.
Yes.
God reveals you to you.
Yes. Yes, he does. Amen.
No, that's good. Yeah,
that is awesome. Amen. Amen. Yeah. And it's so important, praise God, that, like you would say, he will reveal you to you. And if, praise God, if it's you, you have to go back and repent. Lord, help me. Amen.
Yes. Oh,
I got
good.
In this thing because you put me in this thing, God.
Oh,
but I want to stay humble before you. I don't want to get caught up. Sometimes people get caught up. They get caught up, you know, they get, you know, everybody, when people come to me and say certain things, I say, to God be the glory. It ain't me.
Yes.
If I'm minister, a good man, it ain't me, it's the Lord. And to him be the glory. Because you always want to put him in the forefront. Amen.
Now that's real humility. Some people walk in false humility.
Yes.
Which is not good.
Yes.
But real humility means to humble yourself and recognize that's the Lord.
It's the Lord. And realize you ain't nothing without him.
Yes. And you can always discern pride.
Yes.
He said arrogance and pride, a haughty spirit. The Lord doesn't love that. Messiah doesn't love that. The scripture says, humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Resist the devil. The enemy will not flee unless you humble yourself. Resist the devil, then he shall flee from you.
That's the key.
What has happened is that we have to understand the prophetic and the apostolic momentum of acceleration in this season and in this time.
Yes.
But he's calling Paul. He said that I was an apostle chosen out of what?
Out of
due season.
Yeah.
Not out of season. And a lot of times we go and we have not a wilderness experience. And because we have not a wilderness experience, we cannot come to the church with power. The scripture says that when Jesus handed the, when being tempted of the evil one, the scripture says that he left with power, and then he came in the synagogue. Took the read what was and said that the spirit of the Lord is upon me. Took the
prophet scrolls,
Isaiah, and then 61, and then he gave it to the attendant. A lot of us we're in incubating stages, but we're pushing, trying to get out of the bag, you know, trying to get out of before time, and we're pushing it, and we're born stillborn instead of going with the straight and narrow way. We're stillborn, and we're not going in the areas of the Lord, and now itself instead of the power being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, my love.
Amen. Praise
power,
God.
Power comes from God.
Power comes
does.
From God. And we got to know when we operate our gifts and how God has blessed us, it's because of him. It's just not because of us. Amen. It's just not us. Amen.
Wow.
It's the Lord.
I like
Luke 14. I like Luke 14, 11. The 14th chapter, 11th verse says here, amen. For whoever exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
Praise
amen.
God. And, amen.
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you
in
due season.
Amen. You have to remember to stay humble, praise God. And no, we're nothing. We sometimes have to tell us that we're nothing without him.
And that's the Lord. And that's the attribute of the Lord, of, yes. Of the anointing of the Messiah, because the scripture says that he made himself of no reputation, but humbled himself.
Yes.
And humility plays a great part in the kingdom. He that, you read it, he that exalt himself, in the King James Version say, shall be based in other, abased, meaning that
made
you will
abased.
Be bought, yeah, yes. You will be bought low. And that's made mean that you will be humbled, or crippled to be humble, because you will not glory in the sight of the inside of the Most High God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I had one more question here. Amen. It says that, and I'm going to ask Prophet. He says, some people say it doesn't matter. Why it doesn't matter how you do ministry as long as you do it successful. Amen.
I disagree with that.
Amen. Mm. That's what we were just talking about. Ministry motives. Amen.
Yes, because you want to leave a legacy, and successful ministries leave a legacy.
Yes.
It's the foundation that
Come
you
on
build
now.
On.
Come on now.
If your foundation is shaky and wrong, the whole house will crumble.
That's it. That's
but
it.
If your foundation is solid, you
That's
can
it.
Build from there.
Amen.
And continue the building.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, and what we fail to understand, the scripture said that every work must be tried by fire to see what sort it is.
Yes.
There is coming a testing to every believer under the sound of our voices. Mm. And the old cliche says, you either put up or shut up. This in the season that we're at now would qualify you. There's things that's going to qualify you, make you know who you are. The Bible said examine yourself to see whether or not if you are in the faith. And then what we're seeing it right now is that, and like I said again, we honor those that are preaching the gospel, those
yes,
that
Lord.
Are on the forefront, those yes. that are just doing and obeying God, the Most High. And so we want to bless you, those that are
yes.
doing. But if you're motivated by a work that is not assigned to you, every message and every assignment, if you have an assignment, you have a message.
Yes.
If you have a message, there's an assignment. What
yes.
is your assignment? It's not just
Come on
to
now.
Preach the gospel. What is your assignment? What is it, territorial? Where is your reigning? Where is it demographically? The Most High God will tell you this, and we need to begin to understand those things and walk in them.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Amen. So does ministry motive matter to God? Yes, it does.
Oh, yes, it does.
It matters to God. Amen. Your motive, you want to make sure that your motive is right. Amen.
The Bible says that God judges the rings of the heart.
Come on.
Yes, he does.
So God looks at your motive also.
Yes, yes. Amen.
He knows what you're doing and why you're doing it.
He yes. knows what you're doing.
And they're going to be cut off according to the scriptures. We always look at, and I'm going to say this real quick, people look at preachers and say, the Bible says, fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be ye envious of the workers of iniquity, for they soon shall be cut off. There are those that have their hand to the plow, and the Lord said, and the Lord did not send them. And so have we not cast out the devils in your name? He said, I will depart from, he said, I will never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And so that's the last day.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The few minutes that we have, amen. I'm gonna ask the prophet just pray a quick prayer, amen. That amen. That motives ministry motives. We're gonna God is gonna change and praise God, and we're reaching back out for souls and have a heart for the things of God. Go ahead,
Father. We pray tonight, Lord, that you
yes.
would touch our heart. May we have right motives, Lord, and we serve you and build your kingdom. Lord, we pray that you will bless
yes.
us in understanding our call,
yes.
our purpose, and our intent in ministry, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for healing all damaged motives, Lord, damaged behavior in our lives,
yes,
and we
Lord.
Believe you. You have come to set the captive free, and, Lord, we are free indeed because you've set us free, and we proclaim that and declare it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Messiah. We want to, if you this broadcast has blessed you, for the time that we'd be on, we want you to be able to sow a seed. Sow a seed if this has blessed you and blessed the ministry that we can continue on. You can send your love gift at Soul Harvest Family Worship Ministries Church of God. Or you can go on Facebook and you can hit that donate button and we'll get that. We love you. Until next week, we will be with Fidel Donaldson next week, and it's going to be packed with power. So
amen,
please
amen,
be with us.
Blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. You're invited to join Soul Harvest Ministries tomorrow morning at 11:30, 5560 Timaquana Road and the Timaquana Business Center. Connect with Soul Harvest Ministries on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.